But he had been carrying his treasure slung on the end of the silver-headed spear he had found in the rubble. Untying the bundle, he passed the spear along to Shad. The otter gatekeeper began clearing the toads off into the ooze below. Some spread their webs to prevent themselves from sinking instantly, and these were set upon and torn to shreds by creatures not half their size who appeared in packs. At the same time they were being devoured, the toads began eating their tormentors. The five friends watched, revolted but fascinated by the sight.
Yeah, them all be eating each other.
Aye, those small uns look like some kind of mudfish. They're blind as the toads.
So they all live down here in this slimy darkness, feeding off one another. What an awful existence.
Yuck! What are we doing in this terrible place? Let's get out.
Formal Diggin tugged against the rope as they began moving.
Oh, no. Us as must gotta stay. Looky!
They followed the direction his paw was pointing, across the underground morass to a dark hole in the wall at the cellar's far side. Tansy held a torch high.
What is it, Diggin?
The mole's reply was prompt and confident.
That there's a tunnel. Dug by moles. I'd stake my snout on it. I certainly would. 'Tis a mole tunnel. 'Twill lead upward.
Shad shook his head doubtfully.
Are you sure 'tis a mole tunnel, mate? It's a long way off.
Dig and Formole will not be shaken from his belief.
I said 'twere, didn't I? Oi, me Formoler. Who'd know better?
Friar Butty stared unhappily across the expanse of cannibal-infested bog.
If that's the way out, then how do we get to it?
A small meeting was being convened in the kitchen at Redwall Abbey. It was for elders, though the Dibbons had invited themselves along too, because there were always plenty of tasty bits to nibble at in the kitchens. Viola Bankvall presided.
Mother Abbess always appoints me in her place when she isn't here, so if you don't mind, I'll take charge. Gubbio, get your head out of that oven, please.
Mother Buscall shooed the little mole from the oven, nipping back to the table just in time to stop Rosano the badger babe grabbing a bowl of soup.
Indeed to goodness, Viola,
she said, passing a paw across her flustered brow.
What is it you want now? Can't you see we've got our paws full as it is?
Viola shook her head primly at the old squiddle.
Abbess, Cracklin, Formole, Shad and young Butty are still missing.
Slowy, put that ladle down this instant.
Now, have you all searched properly?
Pellet the Dormouse tried to wrest the ladle from Slowey's grasp.
Well, I searched the entire orchard and down as far as the gatehouse, sister. I don't think Ginkgo was looking very hard, though.
Ginkgo the bellringer glared across the table at Pellet.
I'd done my share of searching. Found you asleep neath the stairs in my bell tower, didn't I?
Gerbold Sellamole, who was sitting with Tornock on the rocker tending the owl chicks, ventured a suggestion.
Mayhap them lose themselves under ye gate hole at South Wall.